I cannot be seen. I cannot be felt. I cannot be heard. And I cannot be smelt. I lie behind stars and beneath hills. I end life, kill laughter. Tell me, sweet thing, what am I? Come now, use that pretty little mind of yours. Think. Don't just shake your head. This is a game. And I know precisely how much you enjoy playing games with me. So, play. Focus on my voice and nothing else. I tell you to close your eyes, but I think the blindfold is sufficient. A clue. I just gave you a clue, sweet girl. I am the dark. I am the very thing that consumes you at this very moment. I surround you. I envelop you. I protect you. And I restrain you. Not physically, of course. The ropes are doing a fine job of that. But the fear of the dark, would that hold you in place, my love? Would that be enough? Would you fall to your knees and pray for the light? Should I release those bindings and leave you bare and cold and alone? A fitting punishment, perhaps, for a wrongdoing so grievous. I wonder. When I'm used, I'm useless. Once offered, soon rejected. In desperation, oft expressed, the intended, not protected. What am I? No. You will resist from shaking your head again, little girl. I do not care for it. Denial and rejections are abilities you do not possess under my sway, yes? You do not say no to me, nor will you ever deny me what I want and what I demand. Now, back to the riddle. Shall I ask this one again? I'd have you consider your current predicament as I ask you this one. Consider that your one and only clue. And pay attention. This one is particularly pertinent. When I'm used, I'm useless. Once offered, soon rejected. In desperation, oft expressed, the intended, not protected. What am I?
Think.
Come on, clever girl, so clever. I know you are. Use that darling head and think about what got you here. Why, only hours ago, one would have found my pet curled up in her bed, sleeping soundly, waiting for me to come home. And yet here you are, tied to a wall, God knows where, blindfolded, restrained,
helpless.
Do you give up? I am an excuse, or more to the point, I am a poor excuse. Poor excuse, such as falling asleep when one was ordered to await my return on her knees in her uniform with her collar on tight. A poor excuse and one not so easily accepted. Thus, here we are. Surely now you being such a clever, bright little girl, you knew this would happen. Or perhaps did you entertain the possibility of me simply allowing this mistake to slide? Did you see me coming home, finding you there sound asleep, clutching the covers of our bed tight around your naked, beautiful figure and think I might be so overcome with love and affection that I might simply perch myself next to you and caress this soft, supple flesh? Perhaps is that what you were dreaming of at that very moment? I suppose we'll never know. Now, back to my game. How about another? I have just the one. Oh, and please, little one, do try harder this time. Your hesitance to play is ever so disappointing. Now, listen and feel. I'll start with your hip. I stand by the road in purple cap and tattered green cloak. Those who touch me, curse me. What am I? Whatever might I be? I imagine this would be much easier were I to simply take off that troublesome blindfold, but where would the fun in that be? No. You feel. Feel what I am, and mayhap you'll figure it out. And wouldn't that be satisfying? Beating a sir at his own game. I'd be ever so proud. Still no ideas. How about around a nipple? Does this hurt? I know I've done much, much worse to my pet in the past, but I imagine the complete vulnerability must be increasing the threat of this at least somewhat. Your cheek, perhaps? Or maybe even those wonderful, perfect red lips. Come on. Think. I see the wheels turning, but I hear no guesses, no answers. Which is surprising, you're usually so good with answers. Answers to questions I never have to ask. Answers to questions you think of before I do. You serve so well. You obey and you think ahead, my darling servant. My pet. The finest queen on the finest board, and yet in this you disappoint me. One little slip. And disappointment does prick the soul, sweet thing. Pricks it like a thistle. Too difficult, perhaps. Too abstract, perhaps. But then I make the rules. Do you like the setting I chose for this particular lesson? I picked it out special just for my favorite, my darling. You. Yes, the floor might be somewhat cold under your feet. And I never could figure out where that chill was coming from. Not that I feel it. I chose to wrap up warm. You, though, you must be freezing. Your nipples are as hard as, well, icicles. It's almost irresistible to wrap my warm lips around just one, and ever so gently. Did I forget to mention the main reason I chose this place? Ah, well, the acoustics are just I am sometimes strong and sometimes weak, but I am nobody's fool. For there is no language that I cannot speak, though I never went to school. What am I? Listen to my voice. Listen to my footsteps. Think. Process. Play with me, kitten. Still no guesses. How about another? Same answer. Different riddle. Consider this me being unreasonably generous. Perhaps now isn't the time for generosity, but what am I to do? I am ever vulnerable to your charms, even when tied up. I cannot be seen, only heard. And will only speak when spoken to. When spoken to. When spoken to. I don't think you're trying. Do you not like my little game? Would you prefer another? I know many we could play. We could play something I like to call How Many Strikes From My Belt Can You Be Gifted Before I Break That Pretty Skin And Tears Appear Below The Rim Of Your Blindfold? Or perhaps, how hard can I choke you before consciousness becomes less of a privilege and more something I dole out in medicinal doses? You're shaking your head. Perhaps you do want to play with me. Perhaps one final clue for this one. I assure you this is something you're intimately familiar with. Master calls. You appear. Master gives orders. You reply. Master asks to hear your whore's mantra. You know the one. You repeat. And repeat. And repeat. Almost as if your words are nothing but an echo. Oh, darling, sweet, sweet, innocent girl. Don't be upset. This is my game, after all. If it helps, I'm really only doing this for my amusement. You're just a willing partner. As always. So willing. So eager. Are you eager to enjoy more of this? You're visibly shivering now. And your skin is turning a ghastly pale. Almost spectral. It's rather alluring. I'm almost tempted to keep you here. Shall I, dear? Shall I keep you here forever? Nothing but a ghost in the inventory of my heart. One who came so close to pleasing and failed. No, I think not. I'd never see such a fine, subservient toy wasted in such a manner. I'd much rather share this view with you. I'd like you to see what I have reduced you to, or more to the point. I'd like you to look upon the results of your lack of attentiveness to the one you claim to serve. Would you like to see, my dear? Would you like to look upon the pink flesh that lies between your pale legs? The beads of lust currently running down your legs, the not-so-faint shiver in your arms, and the red, hot marks around your throat. I am deaf, dumb, and blind, and yet I always tell the truth. What am I? I'll give you a rather cruel and, admittedly, unhelpful clue. I have one right over there. A mirror. Shall I pull it over into the moonlight by me? Shall I remove the blindfold so I can show you the real you? The most primal, legitimate, honest version of you that I have molded. Made perfect. locked like that. Perhaps I could leave it there, should my more base urges overwhelm me. And I take you as you are, bound and spread bare and vulnerable. Should I, kitten? I'd imagine a body pressed tight against yours would do wonders to ward off the cold currently assaulting your body. But I also think I've been plenty generous to my already concerning our... my little game. One more, I think. A riddle. And a test. And an easy one, no less. Here. I'll even remove the ball gag for this one. There. Better. Wonderful. Now. One final game. And then we proceed with the night. Perhaps with more punishment. Perhaps a reprieve. Perhaps with home. You do remember home, yes? Good. Well, listen closely. And listen well, my love. No sooner spoken than broken. What am I?
I cannot be still.